This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates used their final debate to disagree over everything from flu shots to gay marriage. President Bush and Senator John Kerry debated domestic policy in Tempe, Arizona. The candidates offered a few more catchphrases than they had in previous debates. The president repeatedly described his opponent as a liberal from Massachusetts. Kerry attacked Mr. Bush for job losses, rising health care costs, and more expensive college tuition. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
After months of declaring Kerry a vacillating flip-flopper, President Bush had a new line of attack last night. He described Kerry as a consistent ideological liberal. So liberal, the president said, that Ted Kennedy was the conservative senator from Massachusetts. The president accused Kerry of sitting on the far-left bank of the American mainstream, and he responded to Kerry's claim that he would reduce the federal deficit by saying this.
He'd been a senator for 20 years. He voted to increase taxes 98 times. When they tried to reduce taxes, he voted against that 127 times. He talks about being a fiscal conservative or fiscally sound, but he voted 277 times. To waive the budget caps, which would have cost the taxpayers $4.2 trillion. He talks about PAYGO. I tell you what PAYGO means when you're a senator from Massachusetts, when you're a colleague of Ted Kennedy. PAYGO means you pay, and he goes ahead and spends.
Kerry attacked the president's record.
Being lectured by the president on fiscal responsibility is a little bit like Tony Soprano talking to me about law and order in this country. This president has taken a $5.6 trillion surplus and turned it into deficits as far as the eye can see. Health care costs for the average American have gone up 64%. Tuitions have gone up 35%. Gasoline prices up 30%. Medicare premiums went up 17% a few days ago. Prescription drugs are up 12% a year. But guess what, America? The wages of Americans have gone down.
Until the first debate, President Bush had a small but solid lead in most polls. That evaporated after his poor performance in Coral Gables. His goal last night was to try to stop Kerry's momentum, which has turned the race into a dead heat. Kerry's goal was to use this last debate to build on his traditional Democratic advantage on domestic issues like jobs, education, and health care.
Here's what I do. We take over Medicaid children from the state so that every child in America is covered. And in exchange, if the states want to, they're not forced to, they can choose to, they cover individuals up to 300% of poverty. It's their choice. I think they'll choose it because it's a net plus of $5 billion to them. We allow you, if you choose to, you don't have to, but we give you broader competition to allow you to buy into the same health care plan that senators and congressmen give themselves. If it's good enough for us, it's good enough for every American. I believe that your health care is just as important as any politician in Washington, D.C.
As the campaigns have turned their attention to domestic policy, health care has become a central issue. And last night, the president continued his attacks on Kerry's plan, calling it the largest increase in government health care ever.
We have a fundamental difference of opinion. I think government-run health will lead to poor quality health, will lead to rationing, will lead to less choice. Once a health care program ends up in a line item in the federal government budget, it leads to more controls. And just look at other countries that have tried to have federally controlled health care. They have poor quality health care.
Kerry took every opportunity to appeal to women, a demographic he needs to win decisively to offset President Bush's advantage with male voters. Here's how he framed his answer to a question about the minimum wage.
The minimum wage is the lowest minimum wage value it has been in our nation in 50 years. If we raise the minimum wage, which I will do over several years to $7 an hour, 9.2 million women who are trying to raise their families would earn another $3,800 a year. The president has denied 9.2 million women $3,800 a year, but he doesn't hesitate to fight for $136,000 to a millionaire.
President Bush responded to the question by making a quick segue to education, an issue he returned to repeatedly last night.
Actually, Mitch McConnell had a minimum wage plan that I supported, that it would have increased the minimum wage. But let me talk about what's really important for the worker you're referring to. And that's to make sure the education system works. It's to make sure we raise standards. Listen, the No Child Left Behind Act is really a jobs act when you think about it. The No Child Left Behind Act says we'll raise standards, we'll increase federal spending, but in return for extra spending, we now want people to measure, states and local jurisdictions to measure, to show us whether or not a child can read or write or add and subtract.
President Bush seemed most comfortable when he was talking about social issues. Asked whether he thought homosexuality was a choice, he said he didn't know, and then took the opportunity to talk about gay marriage, an issue that is the subject of referenda in many states, where it's expected to bring social conservatives to the polls next month.
I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I think it's very important that we protect marriage as an institution between a man and a woman. I proposed a constitutional amendment. The reason I did so was because I was worried that activist judges are actually defining the definition of marriage. And the surest way to protect marriage between a man and a woman is to amend the Constitution.
Senator Kerry responded.
The President and I share the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. I believe that. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. But I also believe that because we are the United States of America, we're a country with a great, unbelievable constitution with rights that we afford people, that you can't discriminate in the workplace. You can't discriminate in the rights that you afford people. You can't disallow someone the right to visit their partner in a hospital. You have to allow people to transfer property.
Kerry was asked to respond to the reports that some Catholic archbishops are telling their congregants it would be a sin to vote for him because he supports unlimited stem cell research and a woman's right to choose an abortion.
I respect their views. I completely respect their views. I am a Catholic, and I grew up learning how to respect those views, but I disagree with them, as do many. I believe that I can't legislate or transfer to another American citizen my article of faith. What is an article of faith for me is not something that I can legislate on somebody who doesn't share that article of faith. I believe that choice is a woman's choice, between a woman, God, and her doctor.
The last question was a personal one about the candidates' families. Moderator Bob Schieffer pointed out that he had something in common with both President Bush and Senator Kerry.
We're all married to strong women. Each of us have two daughters that make us very proud. I'd like to ask each of you, what is the most important thing you've learned from these strong women?
To listen to them. To stand up straight and not scowl.
The president described how he met Laura Bush at a backyard barbecue and fell in love at first sight. Then it was Senator Kerry's turn.
Senator Kerry.
Well, I guess the president and you and I are three examples of lucky people who married up. And some would say maybe me more so than others. But I can take it.
It was a rare lighthearted moment for a campaign that has known few of them, and it's likely to be the last such moment as the two men battle furiously without a break for the remaining 3 weeks. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Tempe, Arizona.
You can find complete audio and a transcript of last night's debate at npr.org.